Ezus Hashem, Yuma, Davavam, Bey, Zainam, and Aleph. We're in the middle of a discussion trying to figure out whether a Baal Nida is Tevil at night or during the day. So we're just going to have one more Braisa that discusses that. Tashma, the Tani Ribchi, Azava, Azava, Mitzar, Mitzaras, Baal Nida, Tami Meis, Tvilasam, Biyoim, Nida, Biyoledis, Tvilasam, Balaila. As Braisa explicitly states, that a Baal Nida is in the first category of people who are Tomei, and they tevel even during the day. Nida v'yoledes, you don't have to wait till nightfall, but a Nida v'yoledes are unique in that they're tevel tevelasim b'layla
tiyufta.
So that is a refutation of the Tzad that says that a Baal Nida is tevel at night. Fine. Frakti Gemara, v'ad she'atam afrishar mitumas besai, you're already talking about being mafish him from his wife because he might end up being a Baal Nida, at least misafik, and then he'll miss the Avoida. Hafisheu mitumas ames. We should be mafish him from tumas ames as well. How would that work? Rashi says, Va'ad she'ata mafishim mitumas beisai v'shar kol adam nechnasim v'yotzin etzlai. His wife can't be there, but other people are going to go in and out of Lishchas Parhedrin for the whole week. Hafishu mitumas ames. We should be mafish him because of Tumas Meis, v'lo yiu kol adam nechnasim v'yotzin etzlai, and don't have people going in and out of this room. We should really isolate him for a week. Shema yamas meislav, because one of them might die. So let's look to Gemara. Why is it that, so the question is like this: why are we worried about Tumas Nida and we're not worried about Tumas Meis? So Amar Rav Tachlif Avu Rav Huna Shmidu Rava. So he said the name of Rava Zoysim Meres Vais Dais. From here we say that Tumas Hameis Hotrehi Betzibar. That when it comes to Tumas Meis, if he would have been Tamei Meis, that wouldn't be a problem that would passel him from doing the Avodah as opposed to Tuma of Nida or any of the other Tumas in the list. Those are not, a Kohen is not permitted to do the Avodah under those Tumas, but he is allowed to do the Avodah when he is Tamei Meis. Rashi says, Hotrihi betzibur k'dichsiv, learn it out from a pasuk, ish nidche ve'ein tzibur nidachir. A person is nidche, this is talking about Pesach Sheni, but a tzibor is not nidache. So if the tzibor is tame, they're going to make Pesach Rishon. And also, if all the kohanim are tameim, they can do the avodah in the mikdash. U'biyom kippurim kule carbon tzibor. And on Yom Kippur, everything is a carbon tzibor. Va'af carbon shaloi, there's two carbonas that he brings. And there's a discussion about which one Rashi is talking about over here. Pashi is talking about the par. So let's just go with that to make life easier, because we'll see later about the island of Zion. Av carbon shaloi doicha es hatuma. Even his carbon is doicha tuma. Shariz manoi kuvua, because first of all it has to be brought on Yom Kippur, and second of all the carbonoi telaboi. So there's a girsa issue in this Rashi. Many of the achirim change it to carbonam. The carbon tzibor, whatever, something girsa like that. That the seir that's anasa lifnim. The goat offering, the blood is brought into the heichal, that is taloi in the par of the kohen gadol. So since it has those two special things, in that the zman is kavua, and it has a shaychus to carbon tzibor, it's considered a carbon tzibor. So it's not so clear that it's a yachid tzibor thing as much as it is zman and kavua type of thing. Mishnah at the beginning of Tumah talks about that. Ayin shal. Another beginning tomorrow, second paragraph tomorrow. Ayin Shah. Okay. Ravina Amar, Ravina says, no. Slav dafka tuma hotra betzibor. It could even be that tuma is duchuhi betzibor, meaning it's not a free for all when they're tamei meis. You still have to be mehader to do the karbonos betahara. When you can't do that, then you can do it betuma. Rashi says, duchuhi betzibor, afal pisha carbon tzibor deicha isa, even though a carbon tzibor is deicha tumas meis. Bekoshi hotra. That's only b'di'evet. It's not just a free ride. V'lo heter gamar, who is not a heter gamar. V'kol ma de matzino la dure, madrinan sheyase b'tahara. As much as we possibly can make efforts to do a b'tahara, we're going to do so. Rashi elsewhere says that you need to come on to the tzitz to be merata. The tzitz that the kohen gadol wears pushes the karbonos through when it's done b'tumah. It's not lechatchila. According to Tumahutra B'tzibuchah, you don't have to come onto the tzitz. It's just, doesn't, those rules don't apply. Fine. So, let's read that again. Ravina Amar Afilu Tema Tumah Sameis Duchuyi B'tzibur. Let's say, we could even say that it's still B'tzibuchah to do the Avaida Tumah Sameis. Tumah Sameis Lo Shchicha, Tumah Sameis Lo Shchicha. Tumah Sameis is not Shchiyach. It's not normal, it's not common that people just die like that, that we have to be worried about separating from people for a week. Tumas Beisai is Yeshricha, but Tumas Nida is Shriach because it comes around every couple of weeks. Fine. Itmar, so now we're going to have a Machlikas Amarayim about Tumas, whether Tumas Hutri B'tzibur or Duchuyi B'tzibur. Tumas Ameis, Rav Nachman Amar Hutri B'tzibur. Rav Nachman says, Tumas Ameis, those rules don't apply to doing the Avoida, and if even if the Kohen's Tumas Ameis, doesn't matter, Hutri B'tzibur. He could do the Avoida, even the Chathchila. We'll see. Rav Sheshes Amar Duchuyi B'tzibur. Rav Sheshes says it's very B'diyeben. Heicha de'ikat Tmei Mitarim Bahu Beis Av. When half of the Beis Av is Tamei and half of the Beis Av is Tahar. So all the people on the Tuesday shift of this week, half of them are Tamei, half of them are Tahar. Kulei Amaloi Pligi de'tarin Avdi Tmei Loi Avdi. In that case, everyone's going to agree that the Tahirim do the Avoida, not the Tmei. Rashi says, "Bahu beis av sha'ove ba'ez ha'yom," the one that works that day. The kuliyama tahirin avdi. Everyone's going to agree that the tahirin do it. The tamidim dahu yom afapish a carbon tibar. Even though it's a carbon tibar, we'll give it to the, and even though Rav Nachman would say otherwise, tamahutri b'tzibar, no. In that case, there's tahirin. The tahirin should do it. Ki pligi the machlekes is ladure lasuye tahirin beis av achrin. Let's say everybody in the today's beis av and the Monday beis av is tamei. Should we get people from yesterday or from Tuesday? Rav Nachman Amar Heter Hi B'tzibar V'loi Madrin. Rav Nachman says, don't worry about it. Tumah Hutri B'tzibar, we don't even have to get people from a different day. That Beis Av can do the Avoida, even though they're all Tameh. Sheshes Amar Duchuyi Hi B'tzibar Madrinan. Sheshes says, no, the Heter is not a Heter Gomer, it's B'diyeved. And we're going to try to do it B'tahara. So if we can pull in people from tomorrow or from yesterday, we're going to do that. So that's one version of Machlokes. Ikeda Amri, there's some that say that Rav Nachman is even more makel than that. Afilu heicha de ikatar and tamei behu beis av, palig Rav Nachman. Even where half of the Monday people are tamei, half of the matar, Rav Nachman's going to be makel, he's going to argue. Va'amar avdinami tamei, the tamei can still do the avodah in that circumstance also if they're tamei meis. De kol tumas meis betzibo rachman asharia, because any tumas meis in the context of the tzibo rachman asharia. Don't try to bring your carbon yachid when you're tamei, but carbon tzibo. Tumah Hutri B'tzibur Kipshuta. Rashi says the Kol Tumas Meis B'tzibur Shai Rechmana. So the Pasuk says by Pesach Sheni, or by Pesach Rishon, really. But Ish Ki Yiyah Tameh LeNefesh Yasa Pesach Sheni. No, it's by Pesach Sheni, yeah. And when a person, an individual, will be Tameh LeNefesh, Tumas Meis, he'll make Pesach Sheni. Ish Nidchah Pesach Sheni, Ve'ein Tzibur Nidachah. Tzibur doesn't get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Aval Zav Mitzaray Menidah Suyela Dais. Any of the other Tumas, Rashi is explaining to us why those are different, because those are come from an internal situation. Lehutra, right? Tumas Meis is external. Person doesn't. Tumas Meis doesn't come from inside the person. All the other ones come from inside. So those lehutra, and as Rashi is telling us, why is this here? Bayal nida kenida. So even though the bayal nida is tame because of an external factor. Because we say a bayal nida is kenida, it's like those in that we don't say tumah hutri b'tzibur or even tumah duchuyi b'tzibur in the context of the bayal nida, and that's why we need to be mafresh kohen gadol mibeisai for 7 days. Okay. Amar Rav Sheshes, mina minala, how do I know that tumah is only duchuyi b'tzibur? D'tanya, we learned in a braisa, haya oimeru makrev minchas ha'oimer v'nitmes b'yadai. Somebody, the kohen, is being makrev the minchas ha'oimer, and it becomes Tameh. Oops. Oimer umevin acheres tachtes. So he should inform them, we got a problem over here. And they bring another one in instead. V'im ein sham elehi, and if there isn't anything else to bring the carbon oimer for, because they didn't cut enough on Motzi Yontav Pesach, and first day of Pesach, and they didn't have enough to make more, so so be smart, don't say anything about it, and just do the Avodah. So ketani mias. So vinishvi. The Braisa says oimer mevinach eres tachta. There's a situation where you would lichatchila bring another one if there was enough to replace it with. So why don't you just say toma hotshu b'tzibur? And it doesn't matter. There's no lichatchila. You should bring another one. It's toma hotshu b'tzibur. Just go for it. Go for the gold. Obviously, we're talking about tumas meis. So the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman say no. Even though elsewhere I would say toma hotshu b'tzibur, Moedina, I agree heicha de ikishirayim la'achila. I agree that if it's a carbon where there's the remnants after the kmitza or whatever is done get eaten by the kohanim, I agree in that case that you're going to try to do it lechatchila the right way, b'tahara, because the halacha is when you bring a carbon b'tuma, even though you would be allowed to do so, you don't eat the remnants of it. So in order to chaperine that aspect of it, we will try to bring another one, even though tuma hachibitzibu. Rashi, Medina hecha de ika shirayim lachila. Daf agav the carbon tzibur karav betuma. Even though carbon tzibur is brought betuma, ina nechel betuma. You don't eat it when it's tameh. Because I'm reading beketzad tzeilin. The Gemara Pesachim says, there's a few things that are listed over there. Ube mincha nikmet says, when it comes to carbon mincha, which you take out a handful, or as the article says, three fingers full. That's one word. And then you burn that on the mizbech, the rest is eaten. Moedina, I do agree, demadrina lasois b'tahara, sheyu shirayim nechala. I agree that you're going to try to do that b'tahara to the point, that, to the extent that you would replace one that was nitmes, in order to be able to eat the shirayim. Okay. Meisve, freiti gemara, we're still going to try to figure this out. Tumahutri b'tzibur, dechui b'tzibur. Hayamakriv minchas parim ve'elim ukvasim. Somebody is bringing the minachas of parim, elim, and kvasim. What's this talking about? We're going to see. Because how we're going to establish what this price is talking about is going to be whether it's a proof or a refutation. V'nitmis b'yaday, and they became tameh. Oimer, you let them know. The kohen lets them know. Mevinacher is tachta, and you bring a replacement. V'mein sham elahi, and if there's no other minachas to bring, oimer lehavi pikech v'shtoik, then you say, keep your mouth shut, and we'll bring it. My love, so Frank Dikmar, aren't we talking about Parim, Elin, Kvasim, Dechad? Aren't we talking about the bulls, rams, and sheep that are brought on Yontif? Rashi says, V'ein Shem Elahu, She Loi Matzim Zim Lekach, you didn't find any menachos prepared for this. Fine. So what are we talking about? My love, parim elim v'kvasim d'chag. Rashi says shein carbon tzibur. It's a carbon tzibur. It's mana kavua. Uminchas nesachim is doiche tuma, and the libations, the minchas nesachim of them, are doiche tuma. Uktani, it says, I'm mevina cheres tachta. You have a carbon tzibur. It's mana kavua. That's it. So we should say tuma hotshu b'tzibur. No, the Braisa says bring another one. Alma duchuihi b'tzibur. So if you're talking about those karbanos, you would be right. We would say tumah b'tzibur, according to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is going to have to make a different ukimta to tell us what the Braisa is talking about, to explain why you don't just say tumah b'tzibur in those cases. So amalach Rav Nachman loy. We're not talking about the parim, elim, and kvasim of chag. We're talking about parim is par avodah zarah, the special par that the Bezdin brings when the Shevet brings, when they bring the did avodah zarah. The afagav the carbon tziburhu, afagav the tziburhu, even though it's a carbon tzibur, but kevin de kvile is man, since there's no established time for that in the calendar, it's only when everyone does avodah zarah, madrinan. So we're going to say tuma dechuya b'tzibur in that case. Tuma hutra b'tzibur only applies to carbonos that have a set time in the calendar. Elim, what are these rams that we're talking about? We're not talking about the Elim Shel Chag. We're talking about the Elim Shel Aaron, the ram that Aaron HaKohen brings, Misheloi, on Yom Kippur. The Afagav, the Kvile Zman, even though it has a set time on Yom Kippur, Kevan de Yachid, who, since it's a carbon Yachid, Mahadrinan, we're going to make him go back and do it again, Lechatchila. And Kvasim, what's Kvasim? Is the Keves. Haba im ha'aymer. That's talking about the lambs that are brought, the lamb that is brought with the carbon omer, the ikishirayim lachila, because that's something that the remnants of it get eaten. It doesn't just get completely consumed by the fire. And since there's shirayim to eat, we're going to say tumah dechuyah b'tzibur to try to lechatchila bring it in a situation where you could eat it. Rashi says, part of our desire, the tzibur oilahi, it's an oila, v'te'una nesachim b'shlach lecha, and it needs nesachim, like the pasuk says in shlach lecha. Elu shel Aaron is in Yom Kippur. In Kevus of HaMa'imer, the pasuk says, v'asizim b'yom hanifchem es ha'imer, and you'll do this when you wave the carbon omer, bring a keves, fine. Vahi minchas kvasim diktani. So when the Braisa says minchas kvasim, lava minchas nesachim, come. We're not talking about nesachim, the kalohi, which is something that's completely consumed. That we would say too much ritzib according to Rav Nachman. Elva minchas omer atzmei haba imai. Talking about the minchas omer, which comes with these lambs, this lamb, get it right one time. Vahi nikmetzes. The what?
Not the Paschal
lamb. The Pentecostal lamb. No, I'm sorry, this is not the Pentecostal. This is the lamb the day after the Paschal lamb.
Right.
On the 16th. Yeah. V'hinik matzes v'sher nechon. When it comes to the oimer, you do kamitzi, you take out a handful of that, throw it in the mizbeach, and the rest gets eaten. Okay. Still trying over here. Meis ve'efrek di gemara, dam shenitme v'zarkoi. Let's say the dam of the carbon became tameh, go to mesmes, because that's what we're talking about, and they threw it on the mizbeach. B'shoigeg horza b'mezid loy horza. It works if they did it b'shoigeg, but b'mezid the carbon is not meratza. Rashi's going to fill us in on this because avada it is, because whether you hold tamoch or b'zibor or tamoch or b'zibor, if we're talking about a carbon tibor, it is meratza. So we'll see what this means. We are not necessarily talking about carbon tzibur. Hold on.
What are we hortzing?
Hortza means that the carbon is effective. So let's read that again. Take two. Meis ve dam shenim v'zarko. So you have dam of carbon and you threw it on his beach after it became tame. So if you did it b'shoigeg, the carbon is effective. But meis is loy hortza. But if you intentionally said, it's tame, who cares? And you threw it, loy hortza. So, one second. If you're making a chilek between lechatzchila b'di'evid, if you hold tumahotzer b'tzibor, there shouldn't be a distinction. So the Gemara kitanyahi the yachid. That Bryce is taka talking about a carbon yachid. How mean it was talking about a carbon tzibor? No, we're talking about a carbon yachid. Carbon yachid b'shoigeg, the tzitz will push it through and make the carbon effective. But b'mezid, no. But even that's not so pashut. Rashi says b'mezid lehortza, v'afa b'shesit meratza, even though the tzitz is taka pushes it through. Kansu Rabbana, and the Rabbana made a knas, shelo yei basar nechal. Chum said, you did that? You can't eat the basar. Aval bailem miyun ischapu, they do get the kapara of the zrikas da. Tlo nesu chul nazar, that it shouldn't be that they brought chul in the azar. The hamidareis achazi, because minatayra, carbon is roy, and the tzitz will push it through, because that's how it works. But umiyush, fine. Umiyush minuminei, so from Dalzeb in that the lav heter, obviously it's not lechatchila, it's tumah dechuyah b'tzibur. So we said, no, it's talking about a carbon yachid. You don't have a riot to what we're talking about. Tashma, let's try again. Alma tzitz meratza. What is the tzitz meratza on? When we say that the tzitz pushes through the karbonos, makes them effective, what is that talking about? Al dam va basar achilev shenitma. It's talking about if the dam, basar, or the chilev of the carbon became tamei, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'oynis, bein b'ratzon, whether it was unintentional or intentional, which sounds like shogeg and ratzon, and Rashi's going to talk about that. Bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibor. So there's the red flag that it says, bein b'tzibor. You need to come onto the tzitz for a carbon tzibor. How could that be? V'yisal g'day to tumah heter b'tzibor. If you hold that tumah hotra b'tzibor, lam l'ritzui, why do you need to come out to the tzitz for? It's a heter gamor, right? It's only if you say tumah dechuyah b'tzibor that we're saying that you have to come out to the tzitz to push through the karbonos. But if it's a heter gamor, no problem. Why does the Braisa say that the tzitz is meratz on a carbon tzibor? That was nitma. So amal l'chor of Nachman, na ki k'tani hatzitz meratz adi yachid. When it says the tzitz is meratz, it's talking about the carbon yachid. Or, because Lamais it says tzibor in there. Ibais ema afilu teima b'tzibor b'hanach doli kviya lazman. We're talking about those karbonos that do not have a set time, like the partial of Avodah Zarah. that you have to come onto the tzitz for. So the Rashi Amad tzitz meratzid echsiv v'nasa arnas over nakadoshim sheyir to lebailim. That it says that Aaron will bear the iniquity of the kadshim. That is, that it will push through the karbonos. Ratzon. So what's the difference between this oynes and ratzon shogig mezid? Ratzon harehu bechlal mezid. Intentional and intentional, the same thing. Lagabi oynes shayachim say ratzon. Just when you're talking about opposites, for your vocabulary test, the opposite of ratzon is oynes, and the opposite of mezid is shogig. That's why we did that, because obviously there's a difference between shogig and oynes. But ratzon and mezid is either much more dachistic or something like that. Bein b'tzibar. So Rashi says, "Medibay tzitz or tzuye." If you need it to come onto the tzitz by carbon tzibar, shma mina lav heterhu. It's not a heter. It's not a free for all. Uma bein yachid tzibar. What's the difference between yachid tzibar? Then shayachid ein tumas aguf nidche etzlei. Tumas aguf is not nidche by that. Shayin atzitz meratzal tumas aguf. Talking about dam baser chelif. We're not talking about where the person is tummy. But when it comes to the carbon tzibar, if the people themselves are tamei, that's tamas aguf, then it's going to be nidche. V'loy ayidei tzitz. That you don't come onto the tzitz for. Mihu, shma'inan mina, whatever it is, we hear from here. Midibay tumas basar, v'oylem v'tzibar tzitz. When it comes to the tuma of the basar and the things that go on the mizbech, you need to come onto the tzitz. They're tzuye. To push through the carbon, shma mina tumas aguf she nidches etzlan b'koishi nidches. So hagam that tumas aguf is pushed off by the tzibar, but you have to come onto the tzitz for that. B'chokama dematzinen la'adure atahar mahadrina. And as much as we could possibly try to do this carbon b'tahar, we're going to do that. That's like Rav Sheshes who said tumas d'chuyah b'tzibar, and Rav Nachman said ki k'tani atzitz merata yachid k'tani. No, that's not when we're talking about the tzitz. We're talking about the carbon yachid. We're not talking about Wama Tzitz Meratza when we mentioned the carbon tzibar. We're just saying that it's kosher. Sha'af shel tzibar kosher. But that's not Ayidei Tzitz. V'layidei Tzitz ela heter hu etzlai. It's just a bazunder a heter. Or, V'yibayseima tzibar nami koi. We are talking about the carbon tzibar with the tzit in the context of the tzitz. U'bahanach karbonos loy kavalu zman. But you need to come out to the tzitz by the karbonos to do not have a set time. We don't say tuma hutra b'tzibar. Interesting, Rashi used the word nidches, but it means hutra. The tzitz is meratza on them. Fine. Okay, let's try again. Where is it? Meisve effecting gemara again. V'nasa aron as oven hakadoshim, and aron will bear the iniquity of the kadshim. Frekta gemara v'chi eze avon hunese. Which oven are we taking care of with the tzitz? Im oven pigol. If it's talking about pigol, and here Rashi speaks out, there's a huge tosus that begins in the last two lines of this amud that goes on to amud beis. If you want, we could do that another time. But pigol here, there's two things that are called pigol. Real pigol, which will get eucharist for eating it, is if I shech the carbon or do one of the dalat avodas in order to eat from it or be makter from it at a different time. This is talking about machshava shelabim kaimai, that when he shechs the carbon, he's having in mind to eat it or offer it in a different place that it does not belong. So this is a machshava of shelabim kaimai. So we'll see Rashi's going to explain that, but I'm just speaking that up now. So if we're talking about that he's having a bad machshava to eat it in the wrong place, harik varnemer lo yirotze. The pasuk says lo yirotze. So if the Torah says that there's no ritzoi, the carbon is not effective, then it can't be that the tzitz is going to magically make it effective. V'im avay noiser, and if we're talking about noiser, the oven of eating basa that was left over past its time, physically past its time, not machshava. Past this time, harei kvar nemar lo yechoshiv. So the psukim clearly tell us that when it comes to pigol and noiser, actually we're talking about not physical. This noiser is machshavish lechutz lezmanai, that I'm having in mind to eat it tomorrow when I'm not supposed to eat it tomorrow. not physical nosa, because when it comes to physical nosa, the carbon was already had a ritzoi because you did everything properly, you just left the meat out. So there it says lo yechashiv. So it must be talking about ha'ino nosa ela oven tumah shehutra michala b'tzibur. What's it talking about? What is the tzitz doing? It's talking about the oven tumah shehutra michala b'tzibur. It has to be talking about tumah because we find elsewhere a kula that tumah is hutra b'tzibur v'kashal rev sheshet. We're going to leave that question, but let's fill in the Rashi's. Rashi says, "Hachi garsin im oven pigel harek varnemer lo yiratze im oven nois harek varnemer lo yechashiv." That's Rashi's girsa. I believe that's what Tosfos is going to argue with. But hachi perusha eze oven yira b'karbon. What is this avera that can happen by a carbon? She had tzitz miratz alav that you need to come onto the tzitz she kasher to say that it's kasher. Im oven machshavas chutzim koymai. If it's the oven of he shechted it in order to eat it outside of the azara, if it's kachi kachin, let's say it's a chatas, shechting is chatas in order to eat it outside the azara, which is called pigol, like the Gemara says in Zvachim, shlishi zechutzim koymai, because there's two psukim, one of them is talking about chutzim mano, chutzim koymai, ayin sham, harik farnemer kadoshim tiyu, the pasuk says in kadoshim tiyu, pigol hu lo yeiratze, it is pigol and it will not be accepted, vukimnu chutzim koymai, and we clearly understand that the pasuk in Kedoshim is talking about chutzim kaimai. Pasuk in Parshas Tzav is talking about chutzim manai. Meseches Vachim. V'im oven machshavas noiser is not physical noiser, like I originally said. That was wrong. Shechishu b'shchita avinas la'ochle chutzim manai. He has in mind when he shechs it to eat it tomorrow or the wrong day. Hari kvar nemar hamakir v'yisrei la'yechoshev. V'ukim machshavas chutzim manai. And we... The Gemara Darshan said, talking about chutzis manai. No, I originally said nicer, it was physical nicer, but no, I meant this is machshava nicer. So, let's see that Rashi at the top of the Amid. Ha'ina nice ha, what's this lashon? Is me'ata. Dice dice. I'ata mitzi shiyehe nice ela oven carbon tumma. Dice dice. The only thing that you could say this is being nice is the oven carbon tumma. What's the precedent to say such a thing? Why would we be makel by that? Because we find a kula elsewhere in it. You don't find any kulas by pigel and quote unquote noiser. Halamatzino bakal acher. We find a different kula shahutra letzibur mechal iser. We find elsewhere that there's a leniency that this problem of tumah is hutra letzibur. Bichlal iser should be yachid from the, even though by yachid it's not. Hilkach shadi beinami lekula. We're going to be makel also. Shehei atzitz meratz. He said carbon yachid. We're going to be makel to say that tzitz will be meratz on a carbon yachid b'dieved as well. So since lechatchila by tzibor there's no tuma, so b'dieved we can makel sign, or the Torah is telling us that we are makel that the tzitz is meratz on a carbon yachid. Ketani mia levinish vi the brisa says beferish. Hotra b'tzibor, shehotra b'tzibor. Alma hetar hi b'tzibor. That's going to be a question of Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes is going to have to pull out the It's a Machlokes Tanoim card, which we will be Ezus Hashem see tomorrow morning.